This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The virtual Republican National Convention kicked off last night, and like its Democratic counterpart the week before, no noisemakers nor funny hats, and no shortage of remarks. Tim McGuire has more.
One speech, a school teacher said conservative values are being attacked by labor unions. A small business owner talked of unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz outlined what he sees as a horror film, with Joe Biden as an extra and ordinary people trapped in a dark and dangerous world.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Earlier Monday, delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, approved resolutions, including one labeling the Southern Poverty Law Center, which catalogs hate groups, as a radical organization. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Republican Party's foreign policy agenda has been almost entirely shaped in the last 4 years by President Donald Trump's approach to international relations, including new trade deals and skepticism of international organizations. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, the Republican Party this year did not write a new party platform, which traditionally gives an official outline of the party's vision. The wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Yulia Navalnaya, on Tuesday, visited the hospital in Berlin, where he has been staying since he was brought to Germany. Doctors at the hospital in Berlin have taken tests that indicate the Russian dissident was poisoned and have treated him with an antidote and confirmed his life was not in immediate danger. Alexei Navalny is considered the foremost critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Navalny has been jailed several times, often for little more than protesting in the streets of Moscow. This is VOA News. California fire officials are cautiously optimistic after dodging a major lightning storm, but they're pleading with residents to stay out of evacuation zones and prepare for days away from home. Three massive San Francisco Bay Area wildfires raged on Monday, suffocating the region with smoky air. The wildfires have caused at least seven deaths. Governor Gavin Newsom says this week will be critical as more than 14,000 firefighters battle 17 major fire complexes, sparked by lightning sieges during hot weather. The blazes have destroyed about 1,200 homes and other buildings and singed coastal redwoods. Temperatures are expected to be hot again this week. Turkey's state-run news agency reports the detention of a suspected Islamic State group militant who was allegedly planning a major attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Anadolu agency says that the suspect, identified by the initials HS, was detained in an operation at a hotel in a low-income Istanbul district, with police seizing an automatic rifle and bullets. The agency says HS, who had illegally crossed into Turkey from Syria, had been scouting the city's main Taksim Square with the aim of carrying out a sensational attack. It's the second time this month that police have reportedly foiled possible attacks by IS militants. 2 weeks ago, a suspected militant had been allegedly planning an attack on a police station. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Arsonists set buildings ablaze and torched much of the black business district in a second night of unrest in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, triggered by the wounding of a black man shot in the back by officers as his three young sons looked on. Smoke billowed over central Kenosha after police in riot gear clashed with protesters who defied a dusk-to-dawn curfew on Monday night and into Tuesday morning, blocks away from where police gunned down Jacob Blake on Sunday. The 29-year-old Blake survived the shooting, which was captured on video and was in stable condition following surgery. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers Monday that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. DeJoy, who has come under intense scrutiny over his sweeping policy changes at the U.S. Postal Service, faced new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall as a result of the coronavirus. And South Korea is closing schools in the Seoul metropolitan area as it copes with a nearly two-week surge in coronavirus infections. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.